Vayikra, Leviticus, chapter 22. And Yahuwah spoke to Moshe, saying,
Speak to Aharon and his sons, that they separate themselves from the Kodesh offerings of the children of Yisrael, and that they do not profane my Kodesh name in what they kadosh to me. I am Yahuwah. Say to them, Any man of all your offspring throughout your generations who draws near the Kodesh offerings which the children of Israel kadosh to Yahuwah, while he has uncleanness upon him, that being shall be cut off from before me. I am Yahuwah. Any man of the offspring of Aharon who is a leper or has a discharge does not eat the Kodesh offerings until he is clean. And whoever touches what is rendered unclean by a corpse, or a man who has had an emission of semen, or a man who touches any creeping creature by which he would be made unclean, or any being by whom he would become unclean, even any of his uncleanness, the being who has touched it shall be unclean until evening, and does not eat the Kodesh offerings, but shall bathe his body in water. And when the sun goes down, he shall be clean. And afterward, eat the Kodesh offerings, because it is his food. He does not eat that which dies or is torn by beasts, becoming unclean by it. I am Yahuwah, and they shall guard my charge, lest they bear sin for it and die thereby when they profane it. I, Yahuwah, kadosh them. And no stranger eats the Kodesh offering. A sojourner with the Kohen or a hired servant does not eat the Kodesh offering. But when the Kohen buys a being with his silver, he eats of it. And one who is born in his house eats his food. And when a Kohen's daughter is married to a stranger, she does not eat of the Kodesh offerings. But when a Kohen's daughter is a widow or put away and has no child and has returned to her father's house as in her youth, she eats her father's food, but no stranger eats of it. And when a man eats the Kodesh offering by mistake, then he shall give a Kodesh offering to the Kohen and add one-fifth to it. And do not profane the Kodesh offerings of the children of Israel, which they lift up to Yahuwah, or allow them to bear the wickedness of trespass when they eat their Kodesh offerings. For I am Yahuwah who kadosh them.
And Yahuwah spoke to Moshe, saying,
Speak to Aharon and his sons, and to all the children of Israel, and say to them, Any man of the house of Israel, or of the strangers in Israel, who brings his offering for any of his vows, or for any of his voluntary offerings, which they bring to Yahuwah as a burnt offering for your acceptance, is a male, a perfect one from the cattle, from the sheep, or from the goats. Whatever has a defect, you do not bring. For it is not acceptable for you. And when a man brings a peace offering to Yahuwah to complete a vow or a voluntary offering from the cattle or the sheep, it is to be perfect to be accepted. Let there be no defect in it. Those blind or broken or having a cut or have an ulcer or eczema or scabs, you do not bring to Yahuwah, nor make an offering by fire of them on the altar to Yahuwah. As for a bull or a lamb that has any limb deformed or dwarfed, you do prepare as a voluntary offering, but for a vow, it is not accepted. Do not bring to Yahuwah what is bruised or crushed or torn or cut, nor do it in your land. And from a son of a stranger's hand, you do not bring any of these as the bread of your Elohim, for their corruption is in them and defects are in them. They are not acceptable for you.
And Yahuwah spoke to Moshe, saying,
When a bull or a sheep or a goat is born, it shall be 7 days with its mother. And from the eighth day and thereafter, it is acceptable as an offering made by fire to Yahuwah. But do not slaughter a cow or a sheep and its young on the same day. And when you bring a slaughtering of thanksgiving to Yahuwah, bring it for your acceptance. It is eaten that same day. Leave none of it till morning. I am Yahuwah. And you shall guard my commands and do them. I am Yahuwah. And do not profane my Kodesh name, and I shall be Kodesh among the children of Israel. I am Yahuwah who kadosh you, who brought you out of the land of Mitzrayim to be your Elohim. I am Yahuwah.